Hey, good morning. It's the Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So usually in relationship ref, we have like a couple ready to rock and roll, and they each give their side of a situation, and you vote and decide who you think's right and wrong in said situation. This is kind of interesting, and to the point where I'm not even sure we can call it relationship ref, but we will as just a placeholder name for what's going on here. So Megan said she wanted to do a relationship ref, and we're like, all right, well, let's get your guy on here and talk about what's going on. She's like, well, he doesn't actually know that I have a problem yet. So not only are we going to hear about what Megan's mad about on her side of something, we're going to have to confront her guy on it simultaneously. So why don't you kind of roll through it and explain what you're all frustrated about?
Oh my gosh. So like, where do I even start? Well, and I can use names, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to eventually call him potentially.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so I've been dating Blair now for about 9 months or so, almost a year, or at least I round up. And the last 7 months or so, I've wanted to kind of spice things up, you know, because I don't know, we got to that like 3 or 4 months in and it just started getting, you know, average, everyday routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, being, you know, the woman, that I would kind of have this good idea. A friend of mine at work had suggested we bring in another woman into the bedroom. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Okay, and so we brought this other woman in. Her name is Courtney, and she's really nice. And her and I really hit it off, and actually my boyfriend and I and her really hit it off. And so for the past 7 months, you know, she's, I don't know, once, maybe twice a month, once or twice. So like 9 or 10 times she's joined us, okay, in the bedroom.
We're following, yeah.
I don't know how many details you want. And about the last month or so, I've noticed, you know, my relationship with Blair's really changed. It's really gotten, like, he's not talking to me. He's kind of avoiding me. We aren't as intimate as much. And it's just, he's just kind of acting funky. So, like, I was telling my girlfriends about it. They suggested maybe I look in his phone. I know you should never do, but of course I did. He was taking a shower and I jumped on his phone and I saw like literally hundreds. I don't know, hundreds. I could scroll forever. I didn't. But from him and Courtney going back and forth, pretty intimate, pretty sexual, not okay. Not okay to not be doing with me, not consensual. I didn't know about it.
Megan, do you and Courtney,
what the hell's going on?
Do you and Courtney text back and forth, like just privately between the two of you ever? Okay.
No.
Okay.
So you guys were in a pretty good relationship. You and your guy were. And to kind of spice things up, because there was things that were a little dull with the rest of the relationship, with that part of the relationship, you guys brought in this woman, Courtney. And what you thought was going to make your relationship even stronger than it was is having a backwards effect, because he's spending time and communicating with Courtney in some form or fashion, and not with you.
Right. I didn't want to nurture like a relationship with her. I wanted just to spice up our sex life, and that was it. And to keep that very separate. So like, we're not like friends. We don't go out for coffee or things like that.
Are you comfortable? Because the whole idea of like relationship ref would be that we would try to hash this out among you guys and see if we can kind of, you know, get some feedback from the people listening and all that stuff. I mean, if we call him and kind of talk about something so intimate and personal and try to see where his position is on it, is that cool with you?
Well, I mean, yeah, because at this point, I don't know what to do. So I'm kind of calling you guys hoping that maybe he will say something to you that he won't say to me, because I've asked about it kind of lightly and I've brought it up and he really is avoiding it. And so I don't think he can avoid you guys calling him. And hopefully, you know, we get answers, because I've spent almost a year of my life with this person. He knows my family. He's met my parents. You know, like, this isn't something that I want to just, you know, hand over. This is something we've invested a lot of time in, and I don't want to assume anything. But after seeing those text messages, I am sick to my stomach.
Well, how about this? We'll play a song or two, and we'll try to get him on the phone here so we can get some answers for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Here's where my struggle is, though, because when you said you wanted to be on the show, you kept saying relationship ref. So that's in my head. I'm not even entirely sure that's even the right method here. You know, if you look at kind of the framework of some of the things that we've done regularly on the show, is this maybe more of a, should we be offering him the roses? Or do we just bluntly say, hey, this is what she just told us. Why are you texting? I mean, do we just skip that and just go straight to the meat of it?
Yeah, let's get it figured out.
Yeah.
So, on the roses?
No, I just want to know. I know for me, I just really want to know too.
I mean, there's really no bussing that needs to be done, and that she's already busted him.
Yeah.
He's messaging her. But is he, I mean, if they've already done things as a trio, is it wrong that he's texting her?
In my mind, yes.
Yeah, that wasn't part of their original deal.
Do you have to have that conversation? Any sort of interactions, like it's a group message,
I mean,
for lack of a better term.
Yeah, before they started all this, I think there should have been some rules they laid down.
All right, we'll get into it next.
See you in the morning. The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Morning Show.
Y94.
All right, it's the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, and we are trying to help out Megan a little bit this morning. Quick recap of what she had to say about, you know, she's been seeing Blair for a while and felt like things were a little stale. Friend had an idea. She dove into it.
Have this good idea. A friend of mine at work had suggested we bring in another woman. And so we brought this other woman in. Her name is Courtney, and she's really nice. And her and I really hit it off, and actually my boyfriend and I and her really hit it off. And so for the past 7 months, you know, she's, I don't know, once, maybe twice a month, once or twice. So like 9 or 10 times she's joined us. He was taking a shower and I jumped on his phone and I saw like literally hundreds. I don't know, hundreds. I could scroll forever. I didn't. But from him and Courtney going back and forth.
So we've been chatting with Megan, and, you know, she obviously wants to have a confrontation with Blair over this. And, you know, we were kicking around an idea, if you're listening a minute ago, about doing like the roses. And I guess when we were talking with Megan about it during Savage Love there, the breaker for me is he's not a stranger to the show and he's familiar with that. So I think we have to just skip to the meat of it. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going to do here. Blair, do you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I'm going to cut right to the chase on this. Zero, Jamie, and Amy K here in studio. And on the phone, we have Megan, who, you know, it sounds like you're in a pretty committed relationship, too. So,
hi, Blair.
Hi.
I'm going to be very honest and probably uncomfortably honest with the amount of detail she's given us about your guys' situation. But it's the only way to get the conversation going as quick as possible. So we know that you guys invited in a third person into your relationship and you've been spending some time as a couple with Courtney. I'm just going to go ahead and skip to this. And I'm sorry, Megan, but I think it's probably easier if I just say what's happened here so we can get some answers for you. She was snooping through your phone. Looks like you've been talking to Courtney without her. What's going on?
Wait, what? There's looking at my... I don't know what you're talking about, really. I mean...
Well, you're texting this Courtney woman.
All right.
Blair, I saw the text messages. Okay, you were taking a shower the other day. I couldn't help myself. They were just right out there. I was getting something out of the drawer. It was right there. It like popped up Courtney. And I thought, why is Courtney messaging? And I was appalled.
So why are you messaging her?
What the hell?
Look, this is hard to even express. I mean, this has been something that's just been kind of growing as this whole thing has gone on. I mean, you're right.
The whole thing. What are you talking about?
It's hard to tell you this, but I think I've been falling in love with Courtney here. I mean,
what?
I don't know how to tell you this.
Like, what?
We've been getting closer and I've really just enjoyed being around her and talking with her and we've just become really really close. I just
love.
I think
that's a really strong word.
I don't It's very difficult for me to tell you this in this way.
So what's it going to be then, Blair? Okay, so then me or Courtney then, I guess, is what it's going to have to be then, right? If you're falling in love with her, then just, I'll help you pack up your stuff and you can just go live with her then. Is that how this is going to go?
I didn't make this clear here. I mean, yeah, I started, but I love you. I still love you and I still have feelings for you. That's not just that. That doesn't just wipe away because of what has just happened. I haven't lost anything about what we have, though. To be perfectly
Claire,
honest,
I'm not a lesbian, and I don't have enough energy for that. I'm not like a sister wife, okay? I don't know what you're trying to ask me. I don't know what you're trying to say. I think you're losing it.
It's not just me. I mean, Courtney loves you too. She loves you too.
Well,
She and I both love you, and we're just we'd like
Is
to know.
A joke? Are you?
And we were
joking?
Talking about this before, and wanted to know. We wanted to see if it was possible that we could go forward, the three of us.
God, one, I can't believe this is happening. Two, I can't believe it's happening on the radio. And, what? How does that work, Blair? How does Christmas work? Is my boyfriend and my girlfriend? That does make... My brain doesn't even wrap around that. I don't know what... Wow, I really need to think about this. I need to have my coffee. I've not had enough coffee for this today, guys.
People do. This is not impossible. We love you. I love you.
Okay, so this has gone a lot of places in just a couple of minutes. So not only you're not at all refusing to agree with the fact that you have been talking with Courtney, but what originally seemed like maybe you were enjoying her more than Megan, you in fact would like to have both of them and almost be in a, I don't want to throw a term at you, but thruple. It's like you want to be in a thruple. You want to be in a three-person couple with her.
Aren't we all ready?
No, we are not, because I've not been a part of the text messages that you and Courtney have. And so I need to play catch-up for a little bit, okay, Blair? I think I just need some time to process this. Because it's not every day that your boyfriend of almost a year tells you that he wants to be in some trifecta. So, I just need to think about it. I need to really think about it.
I know you need some time, but this is something, this is doable. You and I and Courtney, we can make this work. I don't know. I know this is hard, but this is possible. We can do this.
Are you interested in trying to make it work?
I'm so boggled right now because I absolutely adore Blair and I really know that we have something special. And so I'm like both glad to hear that he's not lost that and that we have that. But then like, I don't want to share that with somebody and I don't have feelings for Courtney. I wasn't like fostering some relationship with her. So I don't even see her that way. I see her like an escort. I see her as something completely different. So it's just different. You know, Blair, like girls, women are different. And the way that I see and feel is going to be different. And I just need a little bit of time.
This is something we brought her into this relationship. And I thought that this was something that we might be able to, we could work on this together.
And you know, that's the problem. And so this is the problem. And I apologize because this is my fault. This is my fault. I introduced Courtney. I introduced you guys. This is what happened.
I don't see this as being something that is your fault. I think this could be a new opening for all of us.
I don't think love affairs are synchronicity. And so I'm going to really have to think about it.
So, Megan, are you thinking about it or are we listening to the end of your relationship? Is this something you would consider? Would you consider a thruple?
It's not the end. I don't want to say it's the end because I absolutely love Blair and I don't want to say it's the end. But I need to think about it. I definitely need to think about it. I need to ask people. I need to talk to people. I need to, like, ask my friends. I need to, like, let this marinate in my head because this is crazy. This is not what I was expecting at all. And so I'm just kind of taken off guard a little bit.
All right. Well, listen, you guys obviously have a lot of conversing to do. Thank you for trusting us, Megan, to kind of help you get this information. And I guess to you, Blair, if I would commend you with anything, I mean, you were very open and honest with her about the situation after, you know, presented with what she knew. So thank you for that.
That's what makes it so tough. Blair is such a great guy. Like, he is. He's such a great guy. I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to talk to Courtney. I'm going to have to figure out if this is, like, a manipulative thing. You know, like, women are crazy, and there's just so much to this. And, yeah, it's not the end. It's not the end, but I just don't know. I don't know. I need more information.
Well, thank you, guys. Take care with everything. I really hope things work out with some combination of you guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. My question is this, just instant feedback. What is your initial thought after just what you just heard? Thoughts on this? 237, it's text 35270. You say you love me, I say you Hey, good morning. It's Playhouse Y94, Zero, Jamie, Amy K. So it was going to be a relationship ref. I don't even know if that's what we call it, but we're just chatting with Megan and Blair. And I think just it got to be a long enough conversation because, like, I mean, you can't stop listening to this as they were talking to each other. I think there's a good chance a lot of people probably popped in about halfway to two-thirds of the way through. We'll get the whole thing podcasted here shortly at Y94.com, which you can find at Y94.com. Or if you just search Y94 Morning Playhouse, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find us there too. Anyway, quick recap of what happened. So Megan is talking about her guy, Blair, and to spice things up a little bit, they invited in a third person, another individual. And that was going okay, but she just felt like actually the relationship arguably got worse. She did some snooping, found that he'd been texting this other woman, wanted to confront him on that. And this is kind of where that landed that I think probably had all our heads spinning because we just didn't see it coming.
If you're falling in love with her, then just I'll help you pack up your stuff and you can just go live with her then. Is that how this is going to go?
I didn't make this clear here. I mean, yeah, I started, but I love you. I still love you, and I still have feelings for you. That's not just that doesn't just wipe away because of what has just happened. I haven't lost anything. It's not just me. I mean, Courtney loves you too.
Which is a pretty significant statement, and basically goes on to essentially suggest a thruple. Really, is kind of where that landed. And Megan didn't say no.
No, she definitely didn't say no. I think she's probably just in shock, though. It doesn't sound like that will be something she's interested in. I think she's just in shock. Like, I mean, I was in shock, so I can't imagine how she feels.
Well, at least she was open to it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It wasn't an instant no. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's kind of probably what we anticipated. The text master here, I got to imagine you're seeing all kinds of different variances of opinion.
Yeah, the text club is all over the place. Somebody said, why did the other girl think it was even okay to message back and forth with him? I agree that what she said about girls being manipulative, maybe that's what's happening here. Someone said, my initial thought is this is karma for bringing someone into the bedroom with you. Somebody else saying, absolutely not. I've been in this kind of relationship before and there has to be boundaries. They obviously didn't lay those out in the beginning. And, well, he lost her trust with it. Somebody else said, I'm surprised, but also glad you should be able to love as many people as you want. And I love this one here. Someone made a really good point. They said, if Blair and Courtney both love Megan, then why were they sneaking around instead of being honest with her and asking for a thruple? Sounds shady to me. And like Blair got caught and was trying to cover it up quickly. Dump him, Megan. He's a liar and a cheat, and that won't change.
Does it count as the makings of a thruple if he's having so much back and forth with just one of the women?
But
yeah,
they had a previous relationship before she even got involved. So it's not like they all are starting fresh.
He's got to catch up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But other people said, too, that someone said they want to hear from Courtney and all this because feelings, you know, add somebody into the relationship. If you need to do that after 2 months, that's a red flag. Which is true. Like, they were only dating for a couple months before they even decided to bring in another person into the relationship.
So I guess this would be my question for the Playhouse family. So we have Megan and Blair, this all played out. We'll get it podcasted at 194.com if you missed a piece of it. You know, now that we've probably done like a solid 20 minutes on this couple, that's longer than we generally spend on things on this show. So I don't think that we would do it now. But if we could arrange it as the week goes on, where we interacted with Courtney, either alone or with these other two, are we interested enough in this that we would want to still hear from Courtney?
I want to know if Courtney really wants to be in a three-person relationship or if she just wants the guy.
Yeah.
So just confirmation, like, yeah. She feels like she, because he said that she loves Megan. So can you confirm that? And, like, does she know that the end goal was a thruple, or in her mind, was she just one-on-one with Blair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because to me, if that was her intention and she had feelings for Megan, she would be messaging her as well.
Mm-hmm. If we can arrange it, you two would be interested in hearing from Courtney.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are texting in that they need to hear from Courtney. Someone else said, I really need to see what she has to say about it.
Okay. We'll see if we can pull it off this week. We definitely will. Not too far on the show, Love Doctors Yet Today, the almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay. And I feel like we'll have to play some more recaps from whatever the heck just happened, because that was a doozy, man. The Playhouse in the morning. Y94.